Florida citrus grower Rex Klontz has devised a solar thermotherapy unit to treat HLB-infected citrus trees in his grove. He describes how his system addresses some problems with thermotherapy, the cost, and more.
Heat thermotherapy works. Major problems are in doing it for large trees are not only the size and expense of the covers, but the ability to move them about the grove, not have them interfere with grove operations, and be able to move over different terrain and adapt to or survive Florida changing weather. I've got a system that I think will address all those issues, as well as mixing the heat through a large tree and keeping from having excessive heat that would burn the tree, so that we can have lots of heat hours in that sweet spot of 105 to 125 degrees that are required to kill the bacteria in the tree. And I'm optimistic to get started on actually doing this in large strings that would be very efficient at treating large acres and doing it within the next year.
I think you projected a cost for an acre actually of over $2,000.
Per treated acre, it's definitely going to cost over $2,000, probably closer to $2,500 or $3,000 an acre. But with any heat therapy, if you assume that therapy cures that tree for 3 years, so that in the fourth year you may be back retreating that tree, your true cost per grove acre is one-third of that. So I project a cost of $800 to $1,000 a grove acre actual cost. In today's prices, 100 boxes improvement will get me there. And I'm talking about treating trees that formerly may have produced in excess of 700 boxes per acre reliably, but now the last couple of years have been down to less than half of that. So the ability to bring back an additional 100 boxes is, I think, easily done. If I can bring back more than that, obviously I've in the game. And this is just it's a simple concept, but it's something that I can do to give me confidence that I can stay in this game until better solutions come along. And they will.
Rex, yours is purely solar powered, I believe, but of course with some amendments like fans and vents and such, correct?
That's right. We're using the solar energy to heat these greenhouses, so they'll really only be effective for 6 months out of the year when we have enough daylight hours. They'll be powered by generators. Now, the next generation of this may be that we do most of it by solar energy, but rather than trying to match new technology now, we're using old technology, and that's figured in my cost, and I think we can do that without trying to do anything extraordinary other than using standard greenhouse materials.
You've seen this works. How long have you been doing it?
Well, I've been working on the prototype mainly to get the heat uniformity and get the venting system done and think through the problems with pulling large structures through the grove. We will now begin, starting this month, to treat full-grown trees, and we'll probably very shortly be building a third prototype to incorporate some design flaws that we already have revealed themselves.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.